So as I said, I record these the night before. So technically the wee early hours of the morning that you are listening to these episodes. And so yesterday, Monday, was Civic Holiday. I know NCAF had said on his episode that it was New Brunswick Day, and in New Brunswick it is. In Ontario, it's Civic, which is possibly the most boring name for a holiday ever. But you know what? That's Ontario. Sorry. Parts of Ontario definitely have flavor, but collectively not as much flavor as, say, the Maritimes and some of our other provinces. But yeah, so it was Civic Holiday, and basically that means just relax. And for us, unpack everything that hasn't been unpacked yet, hang the blankets on the wall for sound deadening. I don't know if you hear a difference. And hang up the art. We've got most of the art hung up. There are some pieces that I'm not quite sure where they are. I'm sure they're with all the art that I said we're not hanging up in this tiny little house. And yeah, so we've gone through, we've sorted the art we're not hanging and found places for them in the house, in the backs of closets, and, hung up the art that we are hanging. And we are, you know, this place is livable. It is working. We are moved in. There's something about getting art on the walls that makes a place a home, and you feel finally settled in. I still have to change my driver's license and things like that, but we'll get to that. It's coming. It's coming. I have a list of things to be done. Actually, I have three lists of things to be done on my monitors and just post-its just waiting for me to tackle them. I'll get there. I can cross that hang the art off the list, though, so that makes me pretty happy. If you are a regular listener of Nutty Bites, you know, Mixed Nutcase, and you are not in the Facebook group, I recommend you get in the Facebook group. So tonight, which we haven't done this in a while, but we used to do it a lot more. We just did a quick little live thing. I have like a whole bag of snacks that I picked up in Chinatown right before we moved, and I've been meaning to try them in a one of those live Facebook live things, and so we finally did that tonight. And I liked pretty much everything. There were a couple of things that Tech refused to try. One he bit into and said, "Nope, I'm not eating that." Apparently he didn't want to eat duck legs, whatever. It was good. Very good umami. this included, squid jerky that was both sweet and very spicy. It was really good. It was a very complex flavor. I liked it. And a bunch of different Kit Kats and things like that. We like doing that. It's just a fun little thing. So, you know, if you're not in the Facebook group, you should check that out. I'm actually wondering if I can get good audio from Facebook Live, because I know that there's going to be some changes to Hangouts on Air, aka YouTube Live, and we've started getting trolls showing up, and I had to like change the chat settings when I do a YouTube Live. So I might end up changing that so that only actual Mixed Nutcases can come and watch those. I know that it's harder because it means you have to use Facebook, but if I don't have to worry about trolls, it makes life a lot easier. I like doing our shows live for two reasons. One, I have a backup recording. That's like the most important. Backup recording. So no matter what happens, if I forget something, I can get that backup, and that's no problem. The other thing is there is kind of nice to be able to have that interactive component where people can chat at you at the same time. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And by the way, I was able to totally jump on the Mad Movie Mayhem tonight, because I got to that episode before it even was posted on Facebook. It was getting close to like 11:30. I said, "Oh, let me see if Jay's posted the episode yet." And there it was on my website. And I was like, "Oh, okay, cool." So I could always check my FTP server to see if the file's there early, but I won't. I never will. I never have. even in years past when, you know, he scheduled a bunch of posts, I could totally have just gone in and listened to those, but I don't. So I was really excited. I'm like, okay, I got kind of sneaky tonight. So if I got one, number one, although I think he said I tied with Mark. So dang, NCAF. I'm 5 minutes in and I haven't started talking about my TV show. I'm very excited about this one. This is a total guilty pleasure in the best sense. So my friend Jake had me watch this show, first couple episodes of Lucifer with him when he came to stay over one night. And I was like, all right, yeah, all right. And he was really into it. I was like, oh, it's good, you know, whatever. And then as I started watching it more and more, I started really getting into it. And I love whenever a show can do something fun with the mythology. And Lucifer did that. There's really lots of fun and different things that they've done with the mythology of, you know, basically angels, demons, celestial, you know, the biblical stuff. I dig it. I'm all over it. I normally would hate the character being portrayed, not because he's Lucifer, but because of the type of person that he's playing. But the actor that plays him pulls it off in such a way where I'm like, I'm not mad. I'm really not mad. I don't know. I'm not upset. The only issue I was having for a while is he was a little too straight for what I would expect of the devil. And then, like just as I was voicing these complaints to tech, there were, quite a few episodes that brought out the whole, oh, no, he's definitely bisexual. Okay. That makes a lot more sense to me because I mean, come on, you're telling me that the devil is confined by gender. I don't think so. So I really dug it. So this show, I think it started on Fox. It was canceled. There was like a whole campaign to save it all before I even started watching it. And then Netflix picked it up. And I think I just watched season 4 and I think season 5 is supposed to be the last maybe. Either way, it's fun. I'm all in. I've been having a blast. It's based on the Lucifer character from Sandman, which is a Neil Gaiman and, Sam Smith and Mike Dredgenberg. I'm sorry. I'm terrible with pronunciation. And I know a whole bunch of you listening are like, oh my God, Nutty, that's not how you say his name. Anyway, this is from the Sandman comic and I like it. I'm digging it. I haven't actually read the Sandman comic. I know everybody's like, well, you haven't? What? Yeah. It's on my list, but I'll read it someday. So you are, of course, I'm going to go a little like cliche in the sense that I'm going, Lucifer is like a guilty pleasure, you know, a nice dessert. I'm going to go with some devil's food cake. I know, but we're going to like Black Forest it up a little because it's going to be devil's food cake with black cherry filling, fresh cherry, not that like jelly stuff, but black cherry filling, and then a chocolate ganache drizzled over top with little tufts of whipped cream, fresh whipped cream. I think that would pair really well with Lucifer, the series. Either that or like a tartufo. That would also work. Yeah, that would be really good. I want tartufo now. So I highly recommend this. And by the way, Ken, I think it was, talking about Good Omens. It's been on my list. And Tech and I watched the first episode tonight. And I think Tech had the best review for the pilot episode. And I 100% agree. Never has a television show made him want to read the book more. So I'm going to be like grabbing that for Tech for his Kindle, you know, in between all of his math and chemistry that he's doing in post-grad. I'm sure he'll find, you know, need to read a little bit of that, but you can really hear the Terry Pratchett in the series, like just the opening lines from God as the narrator. I'm like, oh, that is total Terry Pratchett. Like I can hear that. And Neil is also in there, but I mean, there's just this fun, whimsical way about it. And honestly, David Tennant as Crawley is amazing. Like I thought, okay, this looks interesting. But there's at one point where I'm like, he is that character of Crowley at this moment is the coolest ever. And it was awesome. He has that like rock star vibe that just works so well. I'm in.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.